This is Jay Sekulow at Vanderbilt University. The Christian Club could be run by an atheist.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It was originally a non-discrimination policy that within the student handbook included within it protection for religious association. Out of nowhere, with no warning or no public statement, it was revealed that they eliminated the protection for freedom of religious association from the student handbook and decided that they were then going to start implementing a non-discrimination policy that they claimed was in place all along.
But what Vanderbilt is saying with this policy is that they don't recognize the value of having organizations who want to support students in their religious convictions. If we're really an organization with religious beliefs, it's not only important but necessary that our leaders share those beliefs.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I actually asked the provost point blank at the town hall meeting that was held earlier this year, where is the common sense in this policy? How does this work? He rhetorically asked me, well, Palmer, do you bring faith into every aspect of your life? And I said yes, and he told me I was wrong.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, how about this one? Vanderbilt University, a very well-respected international university. Students come from all over the world to attend Vanderbilt's various educational facilities and academic programs. But they put a policy in place that really does this. It's called an all-comers policy. You could have a Jewish student organization or a Christian fellowship group on campus, but you have to allow the membership of that club to not only be open to everyone, but the leadership of the club open to everyone. So a group of atheists decide they want to take over the Christian club. Well, they just do that. And the university says, we don't see any problem with that. But let me ask you this question to get your comments. How would you feel if your church pastors were told, in order to, you know, basically live in and minister in a particular community, your church has to allow anyone to be selected for pastor for any reason, whether they share your faith or not, because we want to encourage non-discrimination. Or if you're the Christian student club on campus and the Islamic students decide we're going to override that campus by putting more of our people in that club than the actual Christian students, and they take the club over and then disband it. That's what's going on at Vanderbilt University. This is a huge problem. Jordan's in our studios in Washington, D.C. I'm on the campus of another university where we don't have that problem, here at Regent University. And David French, senior attorney with the ACLJ, is actually handling this case. David, very quickly, in 30 seconds, give us what is taking place right now. What is the problem?
Well, right now, Vanderbilt is cracking down on its Christian groups and telling them they have to be open to leadership that's non-Christian or they're going to have to leave campus. And that's what about a dozen Christian groups are in the process of doing, and it implicates hundreds and hundreds of students. These are some of the largest student groups on campus, and they're being forced off simply because they want their leaders to share their faith. It's a war against these groups that was launched about a year ago, and Vanderbilt is not backing down.
Now, Jordan, we were with a lot of members of Congress yesterday. You were with the Prayer Caucus, Democrats and Republicans. Federal money goes to these universities. They can put requirements in place, Congress can, that says you can't discriminate against religion if you take federal funds.
Absolutely, and that's why I think this is an important issue to take a stand on, because you've got the federal government and funding involved, where we all pay our taxpayer dollars to get to these universities, as well as state funding. There's a legislature there in Tennessee looking at laws to really put the funding at issue here, but Vanderbilt is willing to give up a Medicaid reimbursement of people going to the hospital there, which is the most important hospital in the Nashville area. So all of this is really interesting to see how this perception, I think, by these atheist and radical anti-religious groups is seeping into every aspect of our life, including at universities like Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt University, they're saying, well, if you're a Christian club, get ready to be run by the atheists, because that's what we're requiring as part of the all-comers policy. We're fighting back. We're talking to the trustees. We're talking to the leadership. We want the state of Tennessee legislature to take action. If you want to stand with these students, let me encourage you to do so today. Here's the number. We've got a petition going, 877-989-2255. Take a stand with these students. Let's fight back and win. 1-877-989-2255. We're not going to be intimidated by the atheists.
A college campus should be a place where all students are accepted and their religious beliefs respected. Unfortunately, that's not how Vanderbilt University is treating a Christian student group. Vanderbilt has instituted a policy that requires religious student groups to accept leaders who may not share their faith or may even be opposed to their faith. The school is requiring Christian groups to be open even to atheist leadership. And what's worse, the school has outrageously compared these Christian groups to segregationists. The ACLJ is mobilized and is advising Christian student groups at Vanderbilt, concerned parents, and alumni. We need your voice in support of their religious liberty. It's time that Vanderbilt put a halt to this behavior and reverse this discriminatory policy immediately. Sign on to our petition for students' religious rights. Tell Vanderbilt University that discrimination against student groups is unacceptable. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
University, here's what they're doing. Christian student groups are being forced off the Vandy campus. They've instituted a policy that requires religious student groups to accept all leaders regardless of their faith, even requiring Christian groups to allow an atheist in leadership. The school has outrageously compared these Christian groups to segregationists. Now, the ACLJ, through David French, our senior counsel, is advising these Christian student groups on campus, concerned alumni and parents. But we need your voice of support for religious liberty at Vanderbilt. And what we're going to do is just a two-day campaign here. We want to see if we can get to about 5,000 or 6,000 signatures that we're going to then give to the head of Vanderbilt University and say this is going to become a national issue unless you protect religious freedom in your school. They talk about tolerance. They talk about academic freedom. They talk about student rights. Well, what about the rights to have a Christian club actually led by Christian students? That should be not very complicated, but unfortunately at Vanderbilt, it is literally off limits. So here's what we're doing. We've got a petition going right now, aclj.org. You can sign up right there. We've already had hundreds of people do that at aclj.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. This is a petition for student religious rights on the Vanderbilt University campus. We're also taking your phone calls. We're going to go right to those at 1-800-684-3110. How would you react if it was your son or daughter? How would you react if it was your church being told, I'm sorry, you can't have exclusively Christian leadership in your church or club or organization if you're going to operate in our town, in our city, or on our campus? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Carl Coleman from Nevada on line one. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carl.
My call.
Sure.
I just don't understand is, you know, the government, generally speaking, stands for the majority rules. And I just don't understand, why do we condone, why do we always bend over backwards for the atheists who may make up 1% or homosexuals 1% when...
Well, we're not bending over for the atheists here. We're fighting back, man. This is what we're doing. Listen to what these students have to say. This is Palmer Williams. He's a law student. He puts it right into perspective exactly what's going on here. Number seven.
I think that there's a tone at Vanderbilt that if you do bring faith into every aspect of your life, you're not welcome here. And that's what makes me very sad. They preach that they are tolerant and that this policy is to end discrimination, when in fact this policy is directly discriminating on my right to be a religious person and to take that into all aspects of my life.
So we've got 18 to 22 year olds standing up for their rights while a university, a globally known university, Vanderbilt University, one of the best universities in our nation, is discriminating against students. And no matter what you call it, This is outright discrimination. Now, we don't have a clear First Amendment challenge because it's a private university, but they take federal funds, and that's where this dichotomy comes in. Plus, this is just simple religious accommodation, but it shows you the hostility that's in place here. David, let's talk about reaction. What are we doing to help these students right now?
Well, first, you know, to answer Carl's question, these students are fighting back. I mean, there are hundreds of students who have mobilized to fight this, and we've been with them every step of the way. We've written to the board, to the chair of the Faculty Senate. We have been interacting with legislators. We've been interacting with concerned alumni, some of whom are major, major donors who are saying no more money to Vanderbilt. And you raise a great point about the funding. I mean, this will make your blood boil. The federal government sends Vanderbilt more than $300 million a year, more than $300 million. The state government, tens of millions more. And Vanderbilt's attitude to the taxpayers was, well, leave us alone. Well, you know, we crossed that threshold of leaving them alone about $300 or $400 million ago.
Well, I mean, that to me is, you know, look, I'm glad Vanderbilt gets money. And if they weren't discriminating, that'd be fine. But they are discriminating. Jordan, let's talk about this from a congressional action standpoint, because this is bipartisan here, the support for this to end this kind of discrimination. David's talking about $300 or $400 million a year while Vanderbilt is discriminating, targeting directly Christian students.
I mean, sometimes we act as if these private universities are so private that they can do whatever policies they want for the most part, and they're not subject to any laws that a state university would be subject to. Here what you have, though, is Vanderbilt. They exempted all the fraternities and sororities there, so they're the most discriminatory on campus by far, and no one has a problem with that. You should let every club operate the way they want, and they meet certain guidelines. But here what you have is the classic situation where religious organizations and others can be shut down by those who don't share the faith. I mean, you could have a number of students come into clubs, depending on the size of the club, take it over and shut it down, even though there were a whole host of students who were either paying, you know, some kind of dues or just joined the religious club and were part of the leadership there. To say that you can have a religious groups on campus, but then the groups cannot have the people of their choice, people of their religious belief lead the groups, be the candidates, and then you choose from those people. It's outrageous and ridiculous. And, you know, under this way this is structured, they can shut it down. So you could take over a group as an atheist and then shut the organization down.
Right. You could vote to disband the organization. Folks, if this is an outrage to you, which it should be, and you want to stand for these students and stand up for religious freedom, to make sure that the Muslim student group doesn't take over the Christian student group and put it out of business, the atheist group, same thing, then you need to really fight back with these students. Students can't do it by themselves here. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition online. Hundreds have already done so today. ACLJ.org. You call us right now at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to take a stand for freedom here. Let's go right back to our phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Adrian calling from New Mexico on line 4. Adrian, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Adrian.
I'm pretty amazed I got through a first-time call, so I appreciate you taking the call.
Great. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I wanted to point out the fact that these people are going to be infiltrating the Christian groups. My daughter goes to Southwestern Assemblies of God University, so she don't have to worry about that. However, stating
right.
You have to understand that if they're going to be doing that, we can do the same thing, too, if you really think about it. Get into there.
Yeah, you could do the same thing, but I think it would be outrageous, and I would encourage us not to do that. Why would we try to take over the Muslim student organization or the agnostic and atheist free thinkers group? You wouldn't want to do that. It's, you know, academic freedom. They're supposed to have broad range of views on these public university campuses, private university campuses. If they want to, they can do that. But why force it? Why do we have to go through that when all the administration has to do is just simply allow these groups to meet? That's all we're talking about here. That's it. Just allow them to meet, define their own leadership, pick their own leaders. It is literally that simple.
Let's get back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in now on this 1-800-684-3110. People got some hypotheticals they want answered because it doesn't make a lot of sense, these policies. James calling in from Maine on line 3. James, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, James.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I just had a question. Is this just a religious thing, or are they forcing, say, all women groups there on Vanderbilt could they be, are they forcing them to be led?
No, the sororities and fraternities, David, are exempted from this, correct? So those are the most discriminatory. They're completely exempted.
Well, that's exactly right. The Vanderbilt's been saying they're for all comers, but they take the very powerful fraternities and sororities that have been on campus for, you know, 80, 100 years, and they're exempting them entirely. And these are some of the largest groups on campus. So they're saying, yeah, you can discriminate on the basis of gender and many other categories in the selection of fraternities and sororities, but for this other category of group that religious groups fall into, well, that's all comers. I mean, it's obviously hypocritical.
Jordan, what is your sense when you were with a couple of congressmen yesterday talking about religious liberties issues? Has this one made the attention of the federal government yet, or the Congress?
I think it's starting to. You know, the story has just gone national because Vanderbilt has decided to stick to their guns on this and not budge one bit, even though they've exempted
fraternities. Yeah, because we thought they were going to back down at one point, right?
Yeah, now they've exempted fraternities and sororities, but not everybody else. And this is specifically about the religious groups here, though I think the caller brought up an excellent question, because you could discriminate on the basis of sex. You could man versus women in fraternities and sororities, obviously. They could do that automatically. That's in. And they could decide who they want in and who they don't want out. They don't have to tell the school why. They just decide who they want as members and decide who they don't want to offer membership to. The religious groups, they're not saying you can't come to the meetings. They're not saying you can't participate. They're saying to be a leader of the Christian group or the Jewish group or the Muslim group, you need to share that religious faith, or the Catholic group. The Catholic student group has already left campus. They are there making the plans to go off campus, and they can't even use Vanderbilt in their name. Vanderbilt actually threatened them and said, you've got to take this out of your name now. So you've got a school that has really, I think, gone off the deep end when it comes to
the
treating
alumni
religious groups differently.
Yeah, and the alumni aren't happy about it either. Listen to Thomas Singleton. It's number 9. Listen, he's an alumnus of Vanderbilt.
I've supported Vanderbilt for 50 years, and I'm going to cut off my support if this policy goes through, because I can't support an institution that discriminates against Christian organizations. I just can't do it.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. As we go to a break, I want to encourage everybody right now to go to aclj.org. We've got information posted about this situation at Vanderbilt up on the website at aclj.org. You can sign up to this petition. We're just doing this for a couple of days here at aclj.org. Or you can simply call right now to add your voice that we hope will be 5,000 or 6,000 of you in the next few days. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We'll have it up on Facebook. Jordan's going to be sending it out on Twitter as well. But you take a stand here, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Taking a stand for freedom on the campuses. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. A college campus should be a place where all students are accepted and their religious beliefs respected. Unfortunately, that's not how Vanderbilt University is treating a Christian student group. Vanderbilt has instituted a policy that requires religious student groups to accept leaders who may not share their faith or may even be opposed to their faith. The school is requiring Christian groups to be open even to atheist leadership. And what's worse, the school has outrageously compared these Christian groups to segregationists. The The ACLJ is mobilized and is advising Christian student groups at Vanderbilt, concerned parents, and alumni. We need your voice in support of their religious liberty. It's time that Vanderbilt put a halt to this behavior and reverse this discriminatory policy immediately. Sign on to our petition for students' religious rights. Tell Vanderbilt University that discrimination against student groups is unacceptable. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. David French is joining me as well. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about what's happening at Vanderbilt University. And David in the break brought something up that I think is very important. David, this is not, this is not an isolated event. This has been an attack on those who have deeply held religious faith, and Vanderbilt's got a history of this now in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, last year, actually just a few months before this whole controversy started, Vanderbilt was requiring applicants to a nursing program to sign a pledge that they would participate in termination of pregnancy. And if they didn't sign that pledge, they wouldn't be considered for the program. I mean, that was blatantly unlawful. And when some of those nurses filed a HHS complaint, Vanderbilt went out and lied, saying that that didn't exist. There was no such pledge. But there it was in black and white, and Vanderbilt eventually changed course while saying all the time it had never really had that policy. And here they went, and they actually began this process by lying. They put out this all-comers policy and said that they'd always had it, that they were just enforcing a policy that they'd always had. But once again, the Internet's a pretty good fact-finding tool, and people are able to compare student handbooks. And so Vanderbilt's been deceptive. It's been aggressive. And it's been threatening, and it's got to stop.
Folks, I want to take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. But as it's starting to gain national attention, we've got a video up of the students. We played some of the sound bites already. The students at Vanderbilt, some of the alumni at Vanderbilt as well, talking about the issue up at aclj.org, right on the homepage. If you click on the main graphic there, right at aclj.org, it'll take you. You can watch the video to see these comments that we've been playing on the air today. But I want you to take a stand as it gains national attention because, Dave, you said it's happening at schools across the country. This is not just at Vanderbilt either.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, I've personally been involved at more than 60 universities across the country fighting this issue. This is something that's happening all over the country. What's interesting about Vanderbilt is it's getting national attention because Vanderbilt is known as an elite university, and it's also getting national attention because finally hundreds of students, hundreds of alumni, concerned parents are saying enough is enough, and they're fighting back. They're not just relying on their lawyers to fight back. They are showing up at protests. They are petitioning the legislature. So this is a new phase. This is the counterattack for those who are favoring religious liberty. We're not going to take it anymore.
Folks, I think we need to all stand up and say we're not going to take this anymore because they get our taxpayer dollars. They get federal funding. They get state funding. You don't have to be in Tennessee, just Tennessee, to care. As David said, he's done 60 of these just on his own. I mean, personally, he's been involved in 60 of these different universities that have done this. But Vanderbilt is getting a lot of attention. So let's take the opportunity to expose this. 877-989-2255. And not just throw our hands up in the air and act like there's nothing we can do about it because it's not true. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. There's another issue going on across the in the country now in Rhode Island. We got a phone call coming in about that. We'll also continue to talk about what's happened at Vanderbilt. But let's go to Tom in Rhode Island on line 6. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen, for everything that you do.
Thanks,
I'm calling from Cumberland, Rhode Island, and I border Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Which what's going on right now is the same organization, this atheist organization, is trying to remove a cross that is there in Woonsocket that represents a memorial for fallen firemen and veterans that are from the city of Woonsocket. The problem is the city of Woonsocket is pretty much near bankruptcy. We have three cities in Rhode Island, Providence, Central Falls, which already went into receivership, and Woonsocket, which is on the verge of bankruptcy. So they don't have the money to fight this case. And as a matter of fact, on Talk 1200, which is out of Boston, Jeff Katz has actually talked about this morning, and they're proposing trying to raise money in Boston from the city of Woonsocket to try and help fight this case.
You know, Tom, it's interesting because I got a phone call right before I was on another interview, actually, from Jeff Katz. I've been on that broadcast before out of Massachusetts, and from his producer, and I was just following up with him now. Now it's all coming together for me, so you help me out with that one, too, because obviously they're taking a stand. I've seen that other local radio show hosts have done that as well. I think that's a great thing, and people who are near Rhode Island but maybe outside the state as well taking a stand. David, this is something we've been also following in the last 48 hours, Freedom From Religion Foundation targeting as Tom was talking about, a city that's got some financial issues, so they're scared about fighting a legal battle against this atheist group.
Well, that's right, and we've been getting people calling us on this issue, and we stand ready to help. I mean, we absolutely stand ready to help because this is a part of this larger battle that we've talked about many times, Jordan, this assault on any symbol of faith in the public square, which is really an assault on history. It's assault on the memory of our veterans, men and women who died in service of the country. It's an assault on their memory. And so we're not going to stand by and just passively watch these kinds of things occur. We never have, and we're not going to this time. And we welcome all the calls that we've been getting from folks who've been alerting us of this case, and we're going to take some initiative here.
Folks, I want to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We've got another 30 minutes of the broadcast coming up on the Jordan Seculo Show. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and take a stand for the students who are fighting back at Vanderbilt. Listen to Joseph Williams, former student body president at Vanderbilt, Bite One.
It was originally a non-discrimination policy that within the student handbook included within it protection for religious association. Out of nowhere, with no warning or no public statement, it was revealed that they eliminated the protection for freedom of religious association from the student handbook and decided that they were then going to start implementing a non-discrimination policy that they claimed was in place all along.
But wasn't really in place all along because there was, again, protection for religious association. This is a law student at Vanderbilt University, Palmer Williams. I want you to listen to this as well. So she went to a town hall meeting with the provost of Vanderbilt. Listen to what the provost said about her faith and her life. Bite Six.
I actually asked the provost point blank at the town hall meeting that was held earlier this year, where is the common sense in this policy? How does this work? He rhetorically asked me, well, Palmer, do you bring faith into every aspect of your life? And I said yes, and he told me I was wrong.
Now keep listening here. She continues to explain after she was told it's wrong to have faith as part of every aspect of your life. Bite Seven.
I think that there's a tone at Vanderbilt that if you do bring faith into every aspect of your life, you're not welcome here. And that's what makes me very sad. They preach that they are tolerant and that this policy is to end discrimination, when in fact this policy is directly discriminating on my right to be a religious person and to take that into all aspects of my life.
You know, folks, and David, let me ask you very quickly. We've got about a minute left, and then Jay Seculo Live will keep going at Jordan Seculo Show. So continue to call us, 1-800-684-3110. Is it discrimination? I mean, is it that's how these students are feeling?
Well, they are feeling discriminated against. It is not discrimination in any normal meaning of that word for a Christian group to choose Christian leadership. The university is turning that around, turning common sense on its head, and Palmer's exactly right to call them out on it.
Folks, we want you to take a stand. Call now. Let's end this religious discrimination. It's becoming a national story. It's happening around the country, but Vanderbilt has gotten the attention of the media. Let's take that opportunity, expose what's happening, and stand with these Christian students. Not act like we have nothing to do here because they get lots of state funding, federal funding. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Again, call 877-989-2255 or sign the petition online at ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.